Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about men can't win. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Me, I gotta go to work today, but my car is out of commission. Hopefully I get it later today. Yes, that's what I get for listening to dumbasses, and that's fucked up my car, so, yes,
shit.
Friends, don't ever put fucking radiator fucking stop picking your car. Yeah, some dumbass told me, oh, I did that in my car and it fixed it. Oh, yeah, yesterday I brought that up. I didn't, you know, blame him. He said, oh, yeah, I did that and it fucked up my water pump and blah, blah, blah. And I just looked at him and I was like, motherfucker. But, well, that's what you get for listening to fucking stupid people. Yeah, the moral of the story is, be careful what you listen to because most people are fucking stupid. Always double check their work because if you don't, you might end up getting fucked. Just like me. Well, anyway, this isn't about fucking shit like that. This is about women and the shit they put men through. So, yeah. Yeah, look at this dude. This dude's name is War Machine. He's supposedly a really fucked up fucking MMA fighter. And his fucking girlfriend cheated on him. So he put them in the hospital. So, yeah. That's what happens when you fuck around. You think because a guy fucking is fucking you that he's not gonna beat the living shit out of you. Why, oh why you think this guy's fucking job is to beat the shit out of people? You don't think he's gonna do that thing to you? Really? Anyways, whatever. Let me bring up a clip of a woman talking things about men. So let's bring up that little gem.
I never wanted to be an independent woman, but unfortunately World War II happened and they made all these dumbass laws where now women gotta get their own jobs and provide for themselves.
Yes, you could thank Woodrow Wilson. He's the one that was giving women rights. So yeah, if someone needs to pay, it will be him. Unfortunately, this guy's already dead. Yeah, he was dead a long time ago before all of us was born. If not, this guy should be hanging by his balls from a fucking tree and smacking him like a fucking piñata. Just saying. But anyways, let's continue.
I don't want to be an independent woman. I want to get married and be a mom. I don't want to become a guest. I want a man to pump my dad. Claire, where you at?
Gee, something tells me by the way that she speaks, I know the type of men that she likes. I think she likes black men. She talks nigger. Yeah. So, she's not even that great looking, so you niggers could keep the fucking bitch. I don't want her. What do you think, white boys? Do you want to keep this bitch or you want to shoo her away? Well, that's up to you. Let's continue.
You're supposed to be pulling my gas or at least hire me a driver or something. I never wanted to be an independent woman. All these women come out. Oh, I'm so happy being an independent woman. No, I'm not.
Yes, the only time a woman is happy is when you're buying her shit or you're dicking her down. That's the only time they're happy. Other than that, they're always talking shit. Well, at least that's my experience with them. What about you guys? What do you guys think? Anyways, let's continue.
I'm not happy. Not these days. These men want women to take care of them. Everybody want to be the woman. Who want to be the man?
Agreed. Most people nowadays, all they want to do is act like little bitches. Yes, why don't you fucking grow a fucking pair and be a fucking man? You got all these dumb weak ass people acting like little fucking girly bitches. So yeah, if you fucking actually pull out the power of penis, you could fucking do stuff. But no, you'd rather be fucking a tranny and suck cock, so enjoy. Well, not this dude. I still got my fucking cock. And it's a big hard cock of fucking justice. Yes, that thing will penetrate all the evil ass cunts that's out there. Yes, friends, don't lose your penis. That thing's gonna be worth its weight in gold. Right now it's not worth shit because people are fucking stupid. But once the age of man comes, oh, fuck yeah. You're gonna become a fucking rock star, so just be careful, friend, and don't die, don't go to jail, none of that good stuff. Yes, be out and free, so we could take over. Just saying, let's continue.
I mean, keep y'all dick. You can't go to, you know what I'm saying? Keep it. Be a man. You got prayers for these men, though.
Yeah, keep your fucking prayers, bitch. What you mid-bitches need to do is spread your legs open to all the fucking guys. Yeah, it's because most women are fucking mid. They think because they fucked a perfect 10 once upon a time that they deserve to marry them. Like, no, bitch, you don't deserve fucking Chad's fucking relationship. You should get fucking Brad's or Terry's fucking, one of the lesser guys. Yeah, you think you deserve all these cash and prizes because you have a pussy. No, bitch. No. Women are fucking mediocre at best, so do your fucking God-given thing and fuck us and feed us and we'll take care of you. Just do your part, bitch. Know your role. Just saying.
It's attack. The devil wants to attack the men. Because men are naturally the head. Men are naturally leaders.
Well, bitch, if we are the head of this fucking thing, don't you think we should give us head? Yes, if you suck our dicks and show us that we're important to you, then maybe, just maybe, someone will take you in. Yeah, give you a nice home so you won't be a whore. Yeah, that's the difference. When you have fucking all these fucking dudes in your life coming in and out, that makes you a whore. But if you have just one guy in your life, for the rest of your life, you're not a whore. You're actually a wife. And then you'll be a mother. Don't you think that's more... Don't you think that's way better being a mother and a wife than being a fucking whore? Yeah, a whore that anybody and everybody fucks? Don't you think? Well, this is so fucking stupid. I guess we'll go to the next clip. We'll see more shit that women say. So yeah, let's play that shit. Yes, friends, I have this clip of this lovely lady. She's talking about what happens to her when she falls in love. Enjoy.
You know what? Actually, I'm not crazy for liking you a little bit more. You know why? Because you penetrated a hole of mine.
Well, yeah, lady. We're supposed to penetrate it. What the fuck you think? That's why men have cocks and you have the pussy. You're supposed to take that fucking meat, fucking do, and fucking get pregnant. Yes, it's not that fucking hard. You women stop making things so fucking complicated. Once we nut inside of you, then that should make you into our woman and raise families and stuff. But, women think all kinds of weird shit, but whatever, let's continue.
Penetrated it all on top of me like, ooh, you like that? Oh, you like... Yeah, I did. And now I like you a little bit more. The fuck?
Well, sweetheart, you are coming off a little bit psychotic. Yeah, I think I'll have, like, buyer's remorse after I nut inside of you, I'll be like, what the fuck? Hold up, I gotta go to the liquor store, I gotta go buy some cigarettes and some beer. I'll be right back, and never show up. You know, I actually said that to a chick once? Fuck, well, she was being fucking too crazy. Yeah, that was too bad, though, because she was, she was alright fucking, and she let me do whatever the fuck I wanted, and, yeah. But whatever, she was being too clingy and needy, and that's like a little bit too much. Just saying, but whatever, let's continue.
Now you're calling me crazy for liking you? For penetrating a hole of mine with your demon shaft?
Oh, if you're fucking thinking that we're fucking demons, huh? Our demon shaft? Well, what does that make you? You're fucking Lucifer. Yeah, you're fucking Satan. Yeah, fuck you, bitch. With your fucking satanic fucking pussy, the altar of fucking vagina. Fuck you. All these fucking bitches want you to die for them, and for what? Just for that rotten pussy? Fuck you. Let's continue.
God, men are so dumb. Fuck, man, the blood literally drains from their brain to their dick.
No, bitch, that's called post-nut clarity. Yeah, after he fucking nutted, he found out that he's fucking the queen of the damned. Yeah, you're fucking Lamish, dude, the fucking mother of all fucking monsters. Fuck you, bitch, I'm out. Yeah, when she gets pregnant, she's gonna give birth to Grendel. Fuck you, I'm out. Let's continue.
Do you know that? And then they get stupid. And then they get damned. They're so dumb. They're so fucking
Yes, unfortunately, us men are fucking stupid because we put up with female bullshit because of fucking pussy. Once you get rid of your addiction, then the tables have turned. Yeah. But until then, you are stupid. Just saying.
Damn, I can't. Acting like, why does she like me? Why does she like me? I don't know, maybe because we were literally connected for like 10 minutes. Literally connected. Our bodies were literally one. You fucking piece of shit. Fuck you.
No, fuck you, bitch. You're a fucking self-entitled bitch. You think because you're a woman and we fucked, that you deserve all these cash and prizes, that I belong to you. You're fucking insane. No, bitch. You see, we can't win with these women. They get all these stupid things in their fucking mind, and then they fucking, it's a bitch to get out of their fucking brains. Yeah, that's why back in the day, my grandpa's age, they used to beat the shit out of their wives. Because they do stupid shit, because women are nothing but giant children with tits. Yes. Yeah, they're fucking mental lollies. What can I say? Women are fucking stupid, but yet we still want to fuck them. So yeah, friends, instead of fucking listening to your biology, you should listen to your brain. Yeah, once you cure your addiction, you can move forward. I know it fucking sucks. I love women too, but, you know, you can't have them right now because it's just way, way too expensive and it'll cause you more pain than pleasure. So, once you wait after the war and shit gets, you know, taken care of, then we can rebuild, and then you could have a wife and have a family and all that good stuff. But not before. Something to think about, friend. So you be awesome and endure. Well, goodbye, friends.
Media. ¿Quién tiene el cerebro más grande?
Los niños.
Tiempo.
Los hombres no.
El cráneo no.
Hombres no.
Yo, sinceramente, pondría algo en mujeres.
Yo pondría también algo en mujeres. O
ponemos no sé. Cuatro, tía. Esto es un pachón.
Sí.
Por si acaso.
Pero en plan, lo he dicho hombres, de cachón de oro. No, descartamos hombres, de verdad.
No, hombres no.
¿No?
¿Seguro? No, en plan, además tiene bastante lógica porque si te das cuenta, en la prehistoria cuando se desarrolla el cerebro, ellos se dedican a cazar y las mujeres, por ejemplo, a recolectar fruto. Por eso diferenciamos más colores. Entonces, nuestro cerebro tiene que estar más desarrollado.
Laura verá que nos vamos, ¿eh? Laura, que nos vamos.
Que no nos vamos.
Que sí, verás que nos vamos, tía. Verás que nos vamos. Nos vamos, tía.
Sí.